Welcome back to the Average to Savage Show with Scaletti, a podcast that will help you overcome your limiting beliefs, setbacks, and fears to create the life you were destined to live. Welcome back. I'm so excited as always. Get more no's. You may see that title of this podcast and think, Matt, what are you talking about? Get more no's. Why would I want to get no's? If you think about back in your high school days, what happened if you asked somebody to the prom or homecoming and they said no? You're devastated, right? It's one of the worst feelings ever. I'm not saying that I had any young women say no to me in high school. Okay, maybe I did. Anyways, let's talk about something else. But what happens if you get no's when you ask a woman or a man out, your significant other, you want them to be your significant other, and they say no? It can be devastating, can't it? It can be tough to handle. And I think that rejection and feeling the power of no can paralyze us. As some of you know, I love to gamify things. And when we're talking about, this is just a funny story from college. One of my buddies and I would often say, okay, we would go out Friday, Saturday night and say, let's see who can get rejected more by women. Why would you ever do that? Because what would inevitably happen is you get enough no's, you're going to get a yes. I really believe that in life as well. I'll tell you a quick story. I really wanted to, when I started competing in physique events, I wanted to get sponsored by a supplement company in order to travel with them, maybe promote their product that I liked. I wanted it to be a product that I aligned with. So I researched a ton of these supplement companies. Looking back in it, some of them are not exactly healthy, but at the time, that's what I wanted to do. It's amazing how things can change over time. But anyways, I emailed or cold called over 200 companies. You're probably sitting there thinking, I didn't even know there were 200 supplement companies on the market. I didn't know that either. Over 200 of them. Over 198 of them either said no, they said, you don't look good enough, you're not what we're looking for, you're not the type of athlete we want. But guess what? Two of them said, I'll take a phone call with you. And so I took a phone call with both of them. They both wanted me. So now I had some leverage. I could see which deal was better than the other one. But I reached out to over 200 of them, and I got hundreds of no's. I got hundreds of not just no's, but disses. They would say, you don't look good enough. Your legs are too small. Your chest looks weird. Whatever. You don't have long hair. All these different reasons that would just zing, zing, zing. But guess what? I had a mission. I was going to get sponsored. And it ended up getting sponsored by a couple different ones. I went out to Vegas a couple times. I went to Florida. I went to California. I got all sorts of product out of my mind. It was a fun 4 or 5 year journey, but it took tons of no's, and nobody sees that. Even when I do the podcast now, when I get people to interview, I get sometimes some big names. I've had 5 Olympians on the show. I've had some big time entrepreneurs, business people, athletes. What you do not see is hundreds, and at this point, it may be over 1,000 no's. I constantly DM, email, call, whatever other way to reach out to people all the time. Most of the time, it's not a no. It's just you don't hear anything, and that's fine too. If somebody says no and they open the door by responding to me, a lot of times through a little bit of back and forth, I can get them onto the show. But most of the time, it's an ignore or a no. You don't see that. And I wanted to share that today because I get tons of them. Now, with emceeing, these race events, being a race announcer. I am feeling so good because I've booked a lot of gigs in 2024. Again, what you don't see is all of the no's. You don't see the back and forth and the Zoom calls where at the end they say, you're not what we're looking for. You don't see the reach outs and they say, we don't think you have XYZ, or just ignoring the message or the phone call or the email or the DM. This game and this power, I now do this with multiple friends of mine where we play a game just like I did back in college, not with women now, but with in business. Who can get more no's wins. I think I will forever believe that. Because if you get more no's, you have a pipeline. You have people you're reaching out to. You're taking action. Why are we so scared to send a blind DM to somebody that will most likely never hear about us and they'll just ignore it? That's the worst case scenario. Gamify it. Do whatever it takes. I love gamifying so many things. Make it a game. How many people can I get to ignore me today? Let's play that game. And guess what's going to happen? Here's my hope anyways. You reach out to 47 people and they all ignore you, or a couple respond, no, thank you. That 48th responds and they want to be on your podcast. They want to do the Instagram live with you. They want to potentially book you to speak or become a potential client. And then once you get the momentum, now you have two people, three people, five people that are reaching out. And now you're like, whoa, I got a lot going on. But it's only because you reached out to 483 people. Keep getting more no's. It's amazing what no's can do for you. And I really believe it in every single area of life. Whoever gets more no's wins. I don't think I've ever believed something so much. You could probably feel it in the passion and the energy of this coming out of me. Reach out to me, ask me about this. I promise you, I would almost guarantee I have gotten more no's than anybody that I know. And I bet it's not even close. And here's the other thing. I will bet you I'll get more no's than anybody I know in 2024, in 2025, in 2026. Eventually, it does come back where then you become so busy, you have to say no to other people. And then the shoe is on the other foot. Whoever gets more no's wins. Happy Savage Saturday, since that is today. I hope you're having a great weekend and a great week. We will see you all in 7 days. I'm already excited and I can't wait. Talk to you soon. Stay savage. Almost forgot to say it. Have a great week. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast and leave a comment if you enjoyed the show. To follow on social media, at Matt Scaletti on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and LinkedIn. Feel free to shoot me a message, reach out. I'd love to hear feedback, and wishing you an amazing rest of your week.